Hello?
Hello, my name is Corey, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Customer support with Light the Box.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. My name is Katie Lamb. I ordered a dress, a green gown from you all back in October.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent the dress back because it was too small. I have not received a refund from you all. Also ordered a girdle from you for the dress was $171.26. The girdle was $39. I haven't seen or heard anything from you all since October. I sent it back to you.
Okay. All right. Ms. Lamb, could you provide me with your zip code?
27909.
All right. Give me 1 second. Let me see if I can find your account. Let's see.
So if I didn't call back, you all don't, if we don't say anything to you all don't say anything to us. Is that the way it goes?
Well, with the customer service, what it is we are a call center and we work for over 100 different vendors. So it would be up to the actual company.
Okay.
So let's see.
It was on October 25th or 26th, somewhere around there.
All right. So it's not pulling up by your zip code. Could you spell your first name for me?
K-A-T-I-E.
All right. And that last name?
L-A-M-B.
O-A-M-B?
L-A-M-B.
L-A-M-B.
Mary had a little lamb.
Got it. All right, here you go. So I found that account. Let's see. All right, could you verify your shipping address for me?
514 Roanoke Avenue, Elizabeth City, North Carolina, 27909.
Got it. All right, so I have found that account, Ms. Lamb. Give me 1 second while it loads, okay?
Okay.
All right, so Ms. Lamb, that account is loaded. So what questions did you have for me today?
I had a question. It's why haven't I received my refund? I never received the girdle. I never received that at all. But you took my money out of my account. Or not you, but I'm saying the company.
Right.
Took my money and never sent me anything. And I don't take very kindly to that.
Okay. All right, so give me 1 second. Let me take a look. Yeah, because I see it was something for $56.95. And then 30, let's see.
I thought it was $39.95 or 40. I don't think it was 50 something. I don't think so.
Wait, let me go back. Let me see.
Okay.
Oh, I'm under the wrong account. Okay, so yeah, you're right. I was under the wrong name. Okay, so yeah, yours is $39.99.
Right.
Okay. And you said they charged you.
They never sent me anything for it, but they took my money. And and the dress was too little, and I sent it back, and I did. This is not my first time inquiring about it. They told me they had not gotten it at the time, but I know they've gotten it now since October. Because I sent it back immediately.
Okay, and you said the dress was like $100 and something, right?
$171.26.
Okay. All right, so I'll go ahead and get that. Let me see.
It should have been a green gown, an emerald green.
All right, now let's see about that. What is it, $39.99?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's see if we can get this refund approved for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, so Ms. Lamb, by the charge being a valid charge on the account, they're only offering you a 35% refund.
What? $171, over $212?
No, that's only for the $39.99 charge. I haven't did the $100 and something dollar charge yet, so we have to do them one at a time.
Money. I can see if they sent me something and postage was involved. But they sent me nothing.
Okay.
It wasn't even a return. They just took my money. I want all my money back.
Okay, give me 1 second. Let me reach out to a higher resource and see if we can do something about that.
So they didn't send me anything.
Okay. Got it. All right, give me 1 second. Let me reach out to them.
Okay.
And you didn't receive any product, correct?
No product at all.
Okay.
That's stealing if they do that. That's fraud.
All right, so Ms. Lamb, I've got, so now they're only offering 50%.
Why would they do that and knowing they haven't sent me a doggone thing, no postage or nothing was involved? That's not fair. You take my money, you send me nothing, and you're going to take my money? That's not fair.
Right.
I'm
going
to report this to the Business Bureau, and I'm going to put them on my radio station on Saturday morning. I'm going to put them on full blast. I'm going to put them out there by name. what they've done.
Okay.
And I go all over the world.
And I tell you what, Ms. Slam, give me 1 second. Let me reach out to my supervisor for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, so Miss Lamb, they're only offering 75%, but me and my supervisor went ahead and agreed to give you your full refund.
Thank you.
So I'm going to go ahead and get that fully refunded to you. So just give me 1 second, and then I'll provide you with your cancellation numbers for those.
Okay. So you refunded the 171 and the 171.26. And the $39.99?
Yes, ma'am. We're going to refund both.
Okay.
And then I'm also going to make sure those accounts are closed for you.
Okay.
All right, so Ms. Lamb, I've got those memberships canceled for you, and also let me get those cancellation numbers pulled up so I can provide you with those.
Okay. Let me get in my door.
Could you say that again for me?
I said, let me get in my door.
Oh, okay. Here, go ahead. Take your time.
Okay. So hungry, I could eat a bear. Okay, I'm in the house now.
All right, and you can just let me know when you're ready for those numbers.
Okay. Okay, ready.
All right, so that first number is C as in cat.
Uh-huh.
263.
Uh-huh.
112.
Mm-hmm.
500.
Okay.
All right. And that second number is C as in cat.
Mm-hmm.
262.
Mm-hmm.
815.
Mm-hmm.
763.
Okay. Now, which cancellations for which one?
Could you say that again for me?
Which cancellations was for which? Which is
all
for
right.
The damp, which is
so
for
the one ending in 763, that was for the $39.99. And then
okay.
The one ending in 500 was for the 171.
Okay. All right. Thank you so very
all
much.
All right. And you're so welcome. And you should be receiving those refunds in 3 to 5 business days.
And how many days?
3 to 5 business days.
3 to 5 business days. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome.
All right. Bye now.
All right. Bye-bye.